following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. More and more business people are switching to the iPad, leaving their laptops behind. First of all, it allows them to travel lighter, but the iPad can't replace your office computer. That is, unless you have GoToMyPC app for iPad. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad into your computer. With GoToMyPC for iPad by Citrix, you can access your entire office computer right from your iPad. Work on any program, save, edit, send any file, no matter where you are. It's convenient, reliable, and it sets up in just minutes. GoToMyPC app for the iPad. My wife loves it. When she travels, it's easier, it's smarter. She doesn't have to lug around a laptop. Try GoToMyPC today with a special 45-day free trial. Just for my listeners, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try It Free. Promo code Colin. Switch to GoToMyPC app for iPad.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along, and we welcome in all the folks from Colorado and from Minnesota that are here for the NCAA Central Regional Volleyball Tournament, and yes,
national title.
Even those of you from Wayne, welcome in. Glad to have you. We love you, Tally Fredrickson, playing for Wayne State out of our Grand Island hub. So, folks, welcome in. Best of luck to your teams today. For the next hour or so, we'll be talking about the local, state, and national scene here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We get ready for Nebraska, Michigan coming up on Saturday. Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press will join us here on ESPN Radio. Also Thursday, we catch up with RotoWire and Jeff Erickson, the senior editor. So if you've got fantasy football questions during this final bye week of the season, your trade deadline in most leagues are coming up. What do you do to get ready for the playoffs? Those of you that will make them. So go ahead and email us or Facebook us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
What do I do this week, Doug? I've got Drew Brees. I'm playing you. The only time of the year we meet up and I play you and Drew Brees, I'm bye.
Yeah, well, I assume you're going to go with Andy Dalton.
Well, I had to go pick up Andy Dalton against the Baltimore defense, but
You got Sam Bradford.
He sucks. Well, what a soft. You know, you talk about your sophomore. You know, when the start of the season, you know, you got your, you. I don't know. You put your hex or your jinx on some of these sophomore quarterbacks. You know, I think he's going to go into sophomore slump. Yeah, I thought Sam Bradford coming into this season was going to make such a huge jump. He was one of those quarterbacks. As far as a starter, I mean, if you don't get one of the top eight guys. I mean, I think that Sam Bradford going into the season, as far as throwing touchdown passes, would be on the same plane as Joe Flacco, Ben Roethlisberger, going into the season. Now, you can't say that now because he's just been terrible, but you look at Pittsburgh and you think running game, you look at Baltimore, you think Ray Rice, you know, you got some pretty potent running games out there. I thought Sam Bradford would be fine. I thought Matt Ryan would be fine. Matt Ryan and Roddy White, there's been two busts this entire season.
There have been a lot of busts. You have to have Aaron Rodgers, and there's a lot of other key components. You had I'm guessing most fantasy leagues right now, you look at the guys you picked in the third, fourth, fifth round, sixth rounds. Those are the guys that are making your team. So many injuries to the running backs. You had to get pretty lucky this year to have a solid quarterback. And some of the guys that probably drafted wide receivers later probably were in good shape.
I mean, right now you look and say, well, if you had a midway draft, you said Arian Foster. Well, that's fine. But Arian Foster, the first half of the year, was hurt and didn't play. I mean, he didn't help anybody. So you can go, you know, the running back, it's not like you got an LT back in the day that or an Emmett Smith was putting up the 20, 22 touchdowns, and every week you could rely on. There's a blast over the left side from the 11-yard line across the five, you know, crashing into the end zone every week like some of those guys did.
Well, and those guys that had Calvin Johnson the last 3 weeks or so, not much there for you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Josh said, I promise a shorter email this time around. This is short, Josh? Really? Are you guys really buying into the Packers repeating? I get they smacked the Vikings and pretty much everyone else they've played so far, so they deserve it. However, can you ever remember a team only running the ball on purpose six times a game and winning a Super Bowl? Isn't that what defenses want, to turn you into a one-dimensional team? If I was playing them, I would drop eight into coverage every play. You want to beat me? Run the ball. Admittedly, I would love to blitz them, but after watching them pick up every blitz that Pittsburgh threw at them in the Super Bowl, I realized they might not work, or that might not work. But you still have to think someone will be able to stop the pass, right? That's what I'm wondering. How can this team be so good, and they absolutely can't run the ball? If you got James Starks or Ryan Grant or John Kuhn, they're worthless to you.
You're absolutely right.
Even though Kuhn caught a touchdown pass, but they're worthless. They're worthless.
No, you've got to have Rodgers, period. I mean, he does it all. But as far as winning the Super Bowl, right now, Doug, I'm just going to run down the teams. Say yay or nay for contenders. The Giants.
Contender.
Dallas.
Contender.
Philadelphia.
Vic's hurt.
They're 3-6.
Well, here's the deal, Tony. Here's what I'm going to say about the Eagles, and this could end this week. But this is your team. Just like the Packers last year, everybody thought that they could make a deep run into the playoffs, and they got off to a horrible start and had injuries, and then they came flying into the playoffs and went all the way. The Eagles could do the same thing. Nobody thought the Packers were going to get there last year, and when they did, everybody was on them. That is the team. This is your Packers right here.
Remember, the Packers had to beat the Bears last year to get in.
On the last day of the season. So here, I am not going to discount them yet, although it does not look good at all. But that would be the dark, dark, dark horse.
Saints.
They can't stop anybody, Tony. But somebody's got to win that division.
I
took the Saints at the beginning of the year to be in the NFC Finals, so yeah.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
See, that's a team of Heckle and Jay. Jekyll and Hyde team that I can't figure out. Tampa Bay?
No.
Then Carolina? No. Obviously Green Bay. Detroit or Chicago? See, I take Chicago. They proved it last week. They beat the hell out of Detroit.
Detroit is having some growing pains right now, and I don't think that their coach can get them over the hump this season. There's a lot that they got to fix. First time there, they're running into some problems. They probably have to get through. So I'm going to say Detroit is in real trouble. I would take Chicago.
Okay, that's exactly what I would do. And then that other division, you got San Francisco somehow at 8-1, finding a way to. Hey, they've been great. They've been nothing short and spectacular.
Well, that's good. That way we don't have to mess with the rest of those teams.
Okay, well, but as far as beating the Packers, any one of those teams, I mean, a lot of those teams, you think, can stand up on any given Sunday and beat the Packers?
Yes.
I think
no. I mean, if the Patriots can't win the Super Bowl going undefeated, then, I mean, this team is not as good as the Patriots team that got beat in the Super Bowl, so.
Okay, let's go AFC. In the West, anybody, Oakland, Denver, San Diego, are they contenders at all? No, I say get rid of the whole mess. Is what I say.
Wow. Oakland is the best team there right now if they're healthy.
I don't
think they can I don't know what you're asking. They
it's tough to say that when Denver beats the crap out of you with Tebow at quarterback. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm throwing out the whole mess. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, yes, yes. Cincinnati, you think a contender?
Pittsburgh's doing it with smoke and mirrors. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors. Cincinnati, they're not going away. Somebody that stunk last year has to be good this year. Them and San Francisco seem to be the two.
Houston?
No, they're done.
I think you're right.
The problem is they can win that division by not doing much of anything. They play bad teams, and if Foster can just carry him, if he can carry him with the run, then they'll get into the playoffs. But
you know, and after this week, they get Andre Johnson back too. So Leinart, I mean,
doesn't matter if Leinart can't throw it to him.
I think Leinart might surprise. I think he's got a chance to hand throw the ball.
Who do you want tomorrow as your quarterback, Matt Leinart or Tim Tebow?
Leinart.
I will take Tebow. That answers the question for both of us. Tebow's a winner. Leinart's not. Never has been.
Doug, he was 2-8. I think the Jets pile them up tonight.
Well, I'm not saying they won't. I'm not talking about the overall team. Because Houston, at least Leinart's got a team around him.
Well, so, you know what? As far as this week, I guess I would take Tebow since Houston's on the bye. That's a good point, but Tebow, I know there's Tebow mania out there. You got New England, but do you think the Jets are contender? Buffalo?
I would rather have the Jets because they play defense. New England is struggling. Although Tom Brady's a winner, they'll find a way probably.
But, look at the South and the West.
I'll tell you what, right now, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville. I told you yesterday or Tuesday that Tennessee or Jacksonville is going to make a run here in the last five games of the season. I wouldn't trade my Super Bowl picks right now, which I believe was Green Bay and Baltimore, Green Bay and Baltimore, or New Orleans and Baltimore. Yeah. I know those were three of my final four.
You know, I got Atlanta in there. What was I thinking?
That's okay. That ain't over. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Mike from Gibbon.
Mike, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. I don't know how much you guys have talked about this situation, but I just am feeling a lot of pain for Penn State in general. I always thought they were a class program. But I think that Mike McCreary is lying to try and keep his football future intact as a coach, because if he would have contacted them, the police that is, and nothing was done, wouldn't you think that he certainly would have went back and contacted them again after the first time and said, hey, what's up? You know, why hasn't anything been done? Now, I just wondered what you guys thought about the situation.
You bet, Mike. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll get back on Penn State then for a little bit here. Tony, we've had, I'm not saying differing opinions, but we've looked at it differently overall. I am not one of these big, huge, you know, we never landed on the moon, there was something that happened at Roswell. I'm not one of those people. But this has all the makings of the most, the biggest cover-up. And I think that's why everybody, and Josh asked us about this, why are they covering this? Why are they covering Jerry Sandusky different than they did Michael Jackson, when basically they accused of the same thing? Michael Jackson was a celebrity, and like it or not, people grew up with him, like it or not. That's one way to look at it. This is someone that did deal with kids every day. Michael Jackson wasn't in a position to do that, so that's part of that. But getting back over to this, I can see this assistant coach telling the police, and then what do you do after that? You're a 28-year-old who has no real job. You're a grad assistant, and if you push the measure, you lose your job. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, why has this DA been missing for 7 years? Tony, this stinks. This stinks. This is a rotten smell to it. I think there is so much more we are going to find out about this. And I'm not even sure that Joe Paterno directly, he may not have known anything. And maybe he knew everything. I believe, again, I'm trying to think, if I was in that situation, if you were in that situation, everybody, again, likes to think what they would have done. What more could the kid have done? young man, however you want to look at that, if he did go to the police, if he did get Sandusky out of there as he's now claiming, or get the kid out of there as he's now claiming, overcoming the shock value that, I mean, you could just never, ever imagine walking in on something that grotesque. How much farther can he go? Maybe as a man, he didn't have the willpower to take it that next step and next step and next step.
I think that what he's referring to, Mike, the caller, is referring to as McQuarrie's statements aren't adding up. There's differing. When you put in front of a grand jury, you're under oath. So what you say afterwards, and when they find out all these differing things, they've got to remain consistent. You just tell the truth, and it's over. And whether you like McQuarrie, I don't think he needs to have death threats. I don't need, you know, obviously the whole staff will be removed at the end of the year. Everybody's going to be gone from Penn State. Will those guys get other jobs? I don't know. It'll take a while. I'm sure the first couple of years they're going to have to sit out and, you know, probably go some different directions for some of them. But I think there's just too many differing things, even from him, who's got an attorney now, and you're releasing statements to conflict with what you're on the record. You can't have that. And that's what smells about the whole deal. You want, I don't know if I guess I always thought Penn State was a class deal until the way Nebraska fans were treated the time before last week, the night game, which everybody, no doubt, was just harassed, basically. I mean, it was a Wisconsin atmosphere, basically, times four, basically, from what we're told. That's when the class deal went out. This deal's been going on since 1998, I believe, was the first report of this. When you got people missing and you've got cover-ups, you got board of trustees that are involved in organizations. Sandusky's attorney. This is, you know what? This is incredible, Doug. The attorney that Jerry Sandusky hired got a 16-year-old girl pregnant when he was going through an emancipation deal from her parents. She's trying to break away from her parents at age 16. This guy gets her pregnant at 16.
And he's like
47 or 49.
It's a weird deal, folks. Here's the deal. Nobody will ever know all the truth. And that's what's frustrating. This is reality TV time in our lives, and that's all people want to know, and they want to speculate, and we're never, ever going to know all the truth. Grand juries are not, because we've found lately that it doesn't matter. We don't have to tell the grand jury the truth anymore, Roger Clemens. All you have to do is sit back and relax in your Lazy Boy or Lane recliner from our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Folks, they are there for you. You're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Why go to the dinner table, which you got there at Bruce Furniture, obviously, and then you want to relax, you want to watch some football, you want the kids or the grandkids running around, they're jumping on you, they jump on you, the chair goes crash. Why is that? Because it's old and you didn't get it from Bruce Furniture. Because if you did, it lasts forever, folks. They want you to be comfortable for the holidays. Thanksgiving into Christmas, maybe it'll be a nice gift for your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife. Think about it today. Go to brucefurniture.com. You can like them on Facebook as well. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Detroit Free Press, Mark Snyder, and a whole lot more. Stay after this.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Mid-States Irrigation, Town & Country Bank, MTV, and the Farm & Ranch Network. The 2011 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Grainger, the best resource for all your industrial supply needs, offers a service called KeepStock, which helps businesses manage inventory, making it much easier to know what you have and quickly order what you need. They can help you put a method to the madness of tracking, organizing, and ordering any size inventory, turning even the most intimidating storage space into an easy-to-maintain supply paradise. To find out more, visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tuition is expensive, in-state, out-of-state, it doesn't matter. And even though you may not have had perfect standardized test scores, Dr. Pepper thinks you deserve free tuition to make your dreams come true. Go to drpepper.com and submit a one-minute video telling us how you want to make an impact on the people around you, your community, or maybe even the world. You may be one of the winners to get a piece of the millions in tuition being given away this college football season, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. Now that's one of a kind. Go to drpepper.com for more details and full official rules. No purchase necessary.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Every state football championship game can be heard right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
The ball is in the air. It's well struck, and this game is underway. Taken by Fitzgerald at the 5, up the middle 10. 15 makes a man miss. 20, 25. Fitzgerald's going to return the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Keegan Fitzgerald will go 95 yards to the 15, to the 10, the 5. He tripped up. Did he get there? The official trailing the play says yes. A 95-yard kickoff return by Keegan Fitzgerald to start the football game.
And it all starts Monday.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures head up to about 51 for a high. Southwest winds also increase to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Skies will remain clear tonight with a low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to vote on our ATS Hot Topic. How many playoff games will the UNK football team win? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote today. ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can vote on our ATS Hot Topic. You can look at us on Facebook. Hit the like button. We'll give you some updates on what's going on in the area sports-wise. And, of course, you can always listen to podcasts of the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Or you can listen to any of the high school sporting events, football, volleyball, state playoff games, state volleyball tournament, anything that's happened throughout the season, you can check it out there as well at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We can't go to the Den Popper inbox. Daddy, you say Matt Leinart can't get it done with the if Matt Leinart can't get it done in Arizona with two of the best receivers in football, then you think he can get it done with Houston and a gimpy Andre Johnson? I'm just saying, if I had to pick.
Who'd that come from?
If I had to pick between Andre, or if I had to pick between Matt Leinart and Tim Tebow, I'm taking Matt Leinart for a fantasy football quarterback.
God, even more so, I'm taking Tim Tebow if we're only talking fantasy. Even more so. And don't forget, get your fantasy football questions in for Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire, coming up in the last segment of the show today. He's right there for you to answer all of your questions. Email us, send us a Facebook plug, whatever you want to do. We'll get the questions on. UNK's Jake Spitzelberger named the RMAC Offensive Player of the Year. Tony, it's that time. All the postseason awards have been coming out here the last couple of weeks.
It's interesting, and I think that's a more of a longevity. He's been there for so long that probably some of those coaches thought he deserved it over the last 4 years. The amount of playing time, the records he's gobbled up. Did I think he had his best year at times this year? Probably not. I think he had some games where the stats were down due to injuries and among other things. Maybe people realize that as well, but I think he's a very, very good player in that league and one of the best in the country.
The preseason player of the year was Clay Garcia out of Colorado Mines. He's the third team quarterback. They put him behind Pueblo's quarterback. Yikes. Other first-teamers for the Lopers, Tommy Flanagan, Stephen Gooden, Justin Teal, Arthur Hobbs, and Sam Cook. On the second team, Andy Kearns, Matt Anderson, Alex Pikerich, and Kellen Werner. On the third team, Rustin Dring, Eli Hammond, Dex Schweiger, and Matt Berry as a punt returner. The Lopers will host a Division II second-round playoff game Saturday, November 26th at Foster Field. Pack the house, people. You got a team that could be playing for a national championship, and dare I say, the only one in Nebraska that has a chance to do that.
Yeah, St. Cloud State and Wayne State of Michigan face off. We get the winner of that. Hopefully that game will go into 9 overtimes.
Oh, that'd be great. Tony, you look at the Central Region volleyball that is getting ready to start here at 12 noon at the Health and Sports Center with Wayne State and Minnesota Duluth. UNK had 0 players on the all-region first team. 0. Concordia St. Paul, they had 3 on the first team. Metro 1, Southwest Minnesota State 1, Minnesota Duluth 1, Metro 1. You know Concordia is coming in here with a chip on their shoulder saying, this should be on our gym. We're the 4-time defending national champions. What the hell are we doing here playing in Kearney? Look at that. We got 3 players on the first team, including the player of the year in Megan Carlson. They play at 2:30 today against Minnesota State.
Volleyball.
You think Craig T. Nelson will be here?
That would be awesome. That would really be awesome. Coach, people, if you, they used to have this little sitcom called Coach. That was Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah. Dauber.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't mean to. I had to break it down for.
The 2 Lopers are Ariel Krolikowski and Haley Lake. They are on the second team. GPAC All-Conference Volleyball team announced has 1 first-teamer from Hastings, Shayna Shocker, out of Grand Island Northwest. She is a sophomore middle blocker. And Ashley Axman out of Pleasanton doing well at Doan. She is a first-team selection as well, Anthony.
Well, you know, we got area kids. Loomis Carmichael was on that first team, a sophomore out of Loomis, and now you get a Pleasanton girl. Good to see some area athletes having some success at that next level.
Second team, Hastings College's Haley Beardsley and Kendra Schwein, and those with ties to the area. Outside hitter Riley Callen from Ord, she goes to Morningside, so she is on the squad as well. And the Nebraska volleyball team didn't look that good in the first set last night, but then ended up rolling Minnesota.
Well, pissed them off.
Well, something happened. 25-18, 15-16 in the final 3 sets. The home regular season finale is Saturday. You know, they're not playing our seniors very much. I think there's something going on there, and Coach Cook was asked about it after the game yesterday because Jordan Wilberger and Brooke Delano came off the bench yesterday and contributed kind of big time for the Huskers. The other senior, of course, Bridget Root, who got to start 2 games in her career when daughter Lauren was in trouble with the law.
2-0. Great win percentage for her.
I told you. That's what I told you. So there you go.
I still think it's pretty amazing. You know, you think of volleyball team. I don't care what it is. You get taken to the first set like they did the other night, Doug. A lot of teams lay down and lose the next 2. They just absolutely beat the you know, 15-16 or whatever. The next 3 sets, you come back and it's like, okay, flip a switch and boom, it goes next 3. That's pretty impressive.
Hey, at the end of the show today, after we do our fantasy football, we're going to give you a chance to win a couple of tickets to the Husker football party being held by the Knights of Columbus this Saturday. The doors open 2 hours prior to kickoff. This is one of those things that they had to let be known a long time ago. So that means 9 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall. They always have a good time. $40 face value for these tickets. You watch the game, burgers, brats, drinks, prizes. Oh, sponsored by Premier Rental as well. That means there's going to be some good times this Saturday for the Husker-Michigan game at the Knights of Columbus Hall, and we're going to give you a chance, if you're a Knight or if you want to hang out with some of your friends at the Knights of Columbus Hall, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of these tickets valued at $20 each towards the end of the program today, so stay tuned for that.
Looking forward to that. Can't wait. Saturday morning, I can wait for 11 o'clock. I can wait for 11 o'clock game, but I can't wait for the Husker party.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, coming up.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998, plus an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. The offer is valid through November 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you been thinking about buying or starting a business? Sport Clips Haircuts may be your answer.
How strong a franchise is Sport Clips?
Sport Clips has been an Entrepreneur Magazine Top 500 franchise for 13 consecutive years with more than 800 stores nationwide.
Is Sport Clips right for me?
Sport Clips is a manager-run model with outstanding support. No industry or haircutting experience is necessary, and you can even keep your current job. Visit onasportclips.com to learn more. That's onasportclips.com.
The holiday season is upon us. That means turkey dinners, snuggling by the fireplace, late-night Christmas lights, and quality time with friends and family. Here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, we enjoy the very same things and understand your time this holiday season is more valuable than ever. And that's why we're committed to our exclusive Midway hassle-free advantage. Our lowest price on every vehicle every day, 1 year free maintenance, complimentary vehicle history reports, car washes for life, the largest selection of vehicles in central Nebraska, and much more. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, our goal is simple: save you time and money this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle, be sure to save yourself time and money by experiencing Midway's hassle-free advantage. Home of the big city discounts and selection without the big city hassles. Visit the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures head up to about 51 for a high. Southwest winds also increase to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Skies will remain clear tonight with a low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 37.
Is this your theme song?
My daddy was a brakeman on a
we were talking about John Anderson a couple of weeks ago with Gold. I just wanted to play something besides swinging. Were you the black sheep of the family? You got Andrew, you got
Still
Reg.
Am. Still am.
It's kind of what I thought. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation coming up in just a second. Mark Schneider is going to join us from the Detroit Free Press. We've got a real good treat for you before the end of the show. Plus, I love Thanksgiving. It's 1 week from today. How's that possible? Aaron and Carney, who hates Colin Cowherd, says, okay, McQuarrie is a questionable human being at best. First of all, if I would have walked in on what he did, I don't know if I would have been able to stop beating Sandusky. I'm not saying you should have done that, and, well, maybe I am, but who in the hell could not do anything to stop that, physically or by yelling or something? He is out for himself and himself only. He couldn't care less about the alleged victims. This is a huge cover-up, I think. Does anybody else think about the mob when they hear more and more about this? That's what it seems like for me. If we know a third of everything, I'm going to be very surprised. He goes on to say, I still feel bad for Joe Pa because I can't help but think of Tom Osborne. I used to think of those two and Bobby Bowden in the same breath as far as legacy goes, but not anymore.
John from Hastings chimes in and says, what happens here is the tail was wagging the dog and oversight and responses were not what they should have been. This has happened at other schools recently at Ohio State, but not limited to those two schools. What would have happened in Lincoln if something happened that involved the football team and Bob Devaney? Good from this is that the dog is wagging the tail at Penn State, and other schools see that it is possible for the dog to wag the tail.
Yeah, the people that are supposed to be in charge, not in charge, is what that really is based down to. Fire off more of your emails or calls here to the Dent Popper inbox or the Bruce Furniture fan line here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Hassle-free pricing, Doug. All the vehicles, both the lots, it's right on there. There's no dickering involved. You don't have to sit down with a salesman. It's simple. It's easy. That's what they do. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Maybe you're interested in a Jeep, but they just want to show you one other vehicle. Two blocks north, boom goes the dynamite. You're up there. Maybe you like what you got to see on the other lot. That's simple as that. They'll take you wherever you want to go. They'll find what fits your budget, get you in and out just like you want. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Ask them about the hassle-free pricing. It also means stress-free. Don't get all wrapped up and all emotional buying a car. It's not that hard, people. Deal with the people at Midway. Hassle-free.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Michigan Week, and Nebraska getting their first trip to the Big House since 1962, Bob Devaney's first year, Daddy.
Did not know that, Bob, or Doug. That's great information. Mark Snyder from the Detroit Free Press joins us. Talk a little Michigan football right now. Mark, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much for the time.
No, glad to be with you guys.
Well, Mark, let's start right with Michigan. The last few years, good start and fading down the stretch. How do you see where Michigan is at heading into this Nebraska game?
Well, they've already proven that, you know, it's a little different this year. They beat Purdue, they won at Illinois. So I think it's not the complete collapse of recent years. At the same time, though, I think they still need another prove-it win to show this is totally different. And they have two chances here, obviously, one with Nebraska this weekend and one with Ohio State in the finale. Obviously, I don't think anyone considers these quintessential Nebraska or Ohio State teams, but no one around here will care. If they win one of those or both of them, I think the people would just be thrilled that, you know, this, there's a lot of progress going on.
They'd rather win next week, though, right?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. I mean, everything in this program is geared towards Ohio State. You know, they end their daily intro with Brady Hoke. Every time they have a meeting with Beat Ohio, there's a huge sign in the weight room that says Beat Ohio. They have a countdown clock for Ohio State. I mean, that's what it's about. But it doesn't mean they care any less about this game.
Mark, I think if you ask the casual Nebraska fan going into this season, Denard Robinson would have been the only name they could mention. Well, the defense. Well, they could say, well, they know Denard Robinson, and they know the defense was really, really bad. They go to the Baltimore Ravens, pluck a defensive coordinator out of there. He's got this defense rolling right now, 17th overall in the country.
Yeah, they're monsters now. I think they're playing as good as they have all year, and it's really amazing. Same guys. If anything, they even lost some guys off last year's team, and they're playing fabulous. They really are blowing it out every week. And even in Iowa, when they allowed 24 points, they were in control of that game. They were in control of that game pretty much most of the time. So it was a big deal. You know, they really have had – they've improved every week, and when they make mistakes early in games, they correct them quickly, and it's not an issue. It's amazing the adjustments they can even make when they make mistakes.
Mike Martin's getting all the attention here. Is he the guy Nebraska has to focus on?
You'd think. I mean, Martin is the most talented guy for sure. You know, he's one of the strongest players in the country, I think, without a doubt. And I think that, you know, you throw a double team at him, you know, he can sometimes break through that. And he showed that against Purdue, where he just overwhelmed the guy and got a safety on the goal line. The issue now is that the guy standing next to him, Ryan Van Bergen, is not quite the same name, but he's turning into a similar player, and he's playing off those double teams. As Martin gets double teamed, Van Bergen's going one-on-one, and people can't handle him one-on-one. He had a couple sacks in the last game and a couple tackles for a loss, and he's turning into a force, which makes it a lot more difficult for opponents to just key on Martin.
Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How do you think Brady Hoke has handled his first year?
I think Brady's done a pretty good job. I think from the beginning, his goal was to be consistent. He wanted everything to be consistent. Never too high, which could have happened after, like, that crazy Notre Dame game at night when they won in the last second, the first night game ever. And never too low after they lost to Michigan State, a rivalry game that meant a lot. And they had a chance to tie the game late and really butchered it. So I think that Hoke's been pretty consistent, at least with publicly, and the players say privately, and I think that that's been his greatest influence. I think the coaching staff that was here before was very inconsistent, very high, very low, and that didn't reflect well with the players.
Although Coach Hoke has been in Lincoln, it was two totally different times, two totally different programs, but yet he had a quarterback at Ball State that just about upset Nebraska a handful of years ago. Has he talked about that? Has that question been raised to him this week?
It was asked, and he kind of dismissed it. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, just for the most part, I think that Hoke is really focused on Michigan. I don't think he thinks about things like that. He's really a unique guy in the sense that the past is really not something that he spends a lot of time on. You know, I mean, maybe he uses it as, you know, motivation and maybe to go back to the game plans, but that's all internal. I think that he really, you know, they're very focused. That's part of their consistency. This team, what they're doing, and how they react to it.
Mark Snyder, the Detroit Free Press, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The Denard Robinson's name comes up every time there's a Michigan conversation. He hasn't been as mobile. Is he hurt, or is he just waiting to break out and have one of those monster games against the Blackshirts?
Well, I think that, you know, I think there's a lot for Denard to think about, and I think that that's some of what's going on there. He was trying to become a pro-style quarterback, and he's probably a little banged up, too. I wouldn't doubt that, but he says he's feeling better than he has before, and maybe the opportunities aren't there. Maybe he's not decisive enough, but you know what? Their tailback, they finally found a tailback. And Fitz Toussaint, 2 weeks ago he ran for 170 yards. Last week he ran for 192. So if he's doing that, you know, Denard's a decoy. Al Borges, the offensive coordinator, was telling us yesterday. He went through film and he saw the second play of the game from last week. And what happened was Robinson took the snap. He carries out a fake to the left. Three guys go with him. Toussaint, the running back, goes up the middle and he can break one for 56, 65 yards. Well, that was because three guys went with Denard. So, you know, he's not, and obviously, you know, you look at what happens, and if he's that good as a decoy, well, he's not getting the yards, but he's just being equally effective, right?
Great football team, Michigan hosting Nebraska. Let's ask you this question, Mark Snyder, the Detroit Free Press. What's the toughest part about teams coming into the Big House for the first time?
I think just the sheer size of it. I don't think it's ever been considered an intimidating venue, per se, not like Madison, which you guys learned about, and stuff like that. But I think it's changing. There's a lot more noise than the past, but I think it's just the sheer size of it, that there's people everywhere. I mean, 110,000 people. You know, I guess you saw some of that maybe last week at Penn State, but that was a different situation, obviously, because of other things that were going on. I think it's just the massive size of the bowl. There's one entrance. You can go in and out one place. It's like it was built after the Roman Colosseum. You know, there's only one way in and one way out. Bo Schembechler always stressed that. And he thought that was one of the great things. You know, you're coming to fight us, and you can't get out unless we let you out.
Well, what's the attention around there to Michigan football, to the Detroit Lions football?
Well, it's the Lions. I mean, it's always the Lions. You know, people are obsessed with the Lions. I think Michigan football ranked a pretty close second, but, I think you can ask Stu if you ever get him on. He'll tell you. It's insane. I mean, they lost for all these years, and people still they're still drawing, you know, 60,000 people to these games and stuff. It's just an obsession, NFL everywhere. And I'm sorry for you guys, you don't have an NFL team, but it's insane. I can't even compare.
Mark Snyder from the Detroit Free Press. Mark, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to meeting you down the road. Enjoy the game this Saturday.
Look forward to it. Yeah, call me anytime, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Yeah. Let's don't forget, get your fantasy football questions in, folks. And coming up in just a moment here, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Knights of Columbus Husker football tailgate party. It's pre-game, all-game, post-game. Have fun with your friends. We've got two $20 tickets. It's going on this Saturday. Doors open at 9. Of course, the kickoff is at 11, and we're going to give you a chance to win that here in just a moment. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Daddy, you know it's Monday Night Football? Monday night, Thursday night, you know, it's another night.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Jets are playing tonight.
Yep, Jets and Broncos. Tim Tebow's playing.
Reminds me of one of my favorite moments of all time on the Doug and Daddy Show, because we're a week away from Thanksgiving. And before the game yesterday at the press conference, Bill Callahan, on staff for the New York Jets. He'll have some time for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Coach, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? That was the question asked.
Thanksgiving, time to be thankful. time to be thankful for the, you know, for the sacrifice that the pilgrims made for our independence, you know, our liberty, our freedom, our liberty. It's an important time to pause and be thankful for what you've been given, you know, whether it's family members or relatives or ancestors or cousins or ties. You know, for me, I'm thankful for Elmo and Kaz. You know, they've been right there with me all this time, and they keep smiling, keep shining. You know, it's in good times and bad. You know, they be on my side forevermore. That's what friends are for. You know, it's Thanksgiving.
What are you going to have for Thanksgiving meal, Coach?
You know, we're going to have all the trimmings, turducken, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, creamy green beans, corn, you know, all kinds of pies, pumpkin, apple, cherry, peach, whatever you want, you know, we're going to have it.
Coach, enjoy your Thanksgiving. When we come back.
Oh, my! I swear, that day I never laughed as hard as I did that day sitting in this chair.
It's good stuff having Coach Callahan join us because he loves Thanksgiving. He's thankful for Kaz.
And Elmo.
And speaking of Kaz, Ad.
Phil Almation. If you go back, folks, Elmo, Kaz, Kevin Cosgrove, Phil Elmation, he just, oh my gosh, that was comedy to its finest.
Well, that was the only comedy about that time in Nebraska football. Jared Crick scheduled to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, an update on his injury and what he thinks the team is doing right now. That's coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, folks, lunchtime rolling around, the chicken coop. You can set back, you can discuss the Penn State scandal, you can discuss the Huskers, the Lopers, whoever you want at the chicken coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Maybe get ready for the state football playoffs. Everyone right here on ESPN Radio. Finals Monday and Tuesday. You can watch college basketball, which is already underway. Every NFL and college game is there for you at the Coop as well. They're open 7 days a week with great food and drink specials every night. Check out the Riblets. That is this week's text lunch special. You can join their text club as well. Find out more at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Fantasy football with Jeff Erickson coming up. But right now, let's give you a chance to be a winner to the Husker football party at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. First correct caller wins the pair of tickets. Nebraska-Michigan, how many times has Nebraska won at Michigan? How many games, football games, has Nebraska won at Michigan? 888-455-3776. First correct caller is going to the Husker football party.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Hey, Samantha, get your own Subway steak melt. Like the mega meaty, irresistible, and unforgettable Big Philly cheesesteak. Subway, eat fresh.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed while you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Exchange Bank, Trotter Fertilizer, Kearney Implement, and 880 KRVN. The 2011 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Thursday night, it's an AFC matchup at Mile High when Tim Tebow and the Broncos host Mark Sanchez and the Jets. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway broadcast booth in Denver for all the action. Can the Broncos get back into the AFC West race? Will the Jets take control of their division? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday Night Football, it's right here.
Jets and Broncos, Thursday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures head up to about 51 for a high. Southwest winds also increase to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Skies will remain clear tonight with a low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth because it is that time to talk fantasy football with the senior editor of RotoWire, and always check him out online at rotowire.com. Jeff Erickson joins us. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining us again on the Doug and Danny Show.
Morning, gents. What's going on?
Well, I guess we got some weird ones today, Jeffrey. I just want to let you know that. But we are glad that the Huskers bounced back last week, and we're rooting for Northwestern the next 2 weeks, just FYI.
Oh, yeah. I hope that we can help you guys out. You guys got a big one this week, though, going to the Big House like that. Should be a fun game.
Have you been to the Big House before?
I have. The year we went to the Rose Bowl, I was actually there. We beat them at their place. Biak Batuka went nuts. Remember, that is the year he went crazy against Ohio State, too. We actually beat them there, slugfest cloudy game. That was fun, though. It was a great year. We went beat them at their place, beat Notre Dame at their place, beat Penn State on national TV with Keith Jackson doing the game. It was a fun year.
There was no beer involved that year, was there, for you?
Just a smidge. I was already and I was even legal, too. I was even in my 20s then.
I trump your Timmy Biak Batuka with a Christian Okoye. That is incredible. There's a name I haven't heard forever. Let's get to some of the questions here. And, folks, you can still fire your questions off either Facebook or you can send it to our Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are supposed to ask the fantasy guru you have been referred to if you think this is crazy. Ocho Cinco is worth taking a flyer on and will end up being a viable starting receiver down the stretch.
If you're in a 27-team league where you start four receivers, maybe. The thing is, he had one big catch last week, but it was a blown coverage. He only had two targets. You can't rely on a guy that's getting so few targets. So I know New England needs a deep threat. I just don't know if Ocho Cinco is the answer at this point in time. You'd think that they would have gotten it down by now. If you're in a desperation mode, I suppose you could take a flyer on him, but you can't start him with any sort of confidence.
I would love to be in a 27-team league with four starting widers. That would be cocky.
Would it be kind of crazy? No.
That would be a lot of fun. Hey, pick two PPR league, DeSean Jackson, A.J. Green, Santonio Holmes, or Earl Bennett?
Oh, man, it's so tough to do it right now because of all the injury stuff. You're going to have to make that decision on Holmes for tonight, obviously. I'd start him and Bennett right now. You got to find out what's going to happen with A.J. Green. He's a game-time decision, and at Baltimore, anyhow, it's not a great matchup. Chances are it's the two I'd probably stick with.
Holmes and Bennett. Oh, DeSean Jackson, just an absolute bust.
You know, the talent's not changed. That's the thing I don't understand. I know he's going through this contract stuff, and sometimes that weighs on a guy by the way he plays, but he might also not have Michael Vick this week. It might be Vince Young throwing him the ball or throwing the opposing defensive back the ball, as the case may be. I think that, you know, there's still talent there. In fact, I think he's a buy-low candidate if you want to try to trade for him. You could probably get him, you know, 75 cents on the dollar and hope that he pans out, but... you know, with those choices that you have, especially in PPR, I like Bennett a lot better.
Let's stay with the Dent Popper inbox here. Who do you start at wide receiver, Damian Williams or Malcolm Floyd?
Damian Williams. Floyd, I'm not sure he's going to play yet. I know he didn't practice earlier in the week. I'm waiting to find out more on him, but he's going to come down to the end, and he didn't practice yesterday either. And the thing is, they play at Chicago, and Chicago's pass defense has really clamped up in the last 4 weeks.
JP says Tony Romo or Carson Palmer.
You know, it's Tony Romo, but Carson Palmer is a great start this week. No Antoine Winfield for the rest of the year for the Vikings. You saw how vulnerable they look against the pass, but then again, it's against Aaron Rodgers. So overvalue that experience sometimes in our minds when we see it happen on national TV like that. Palmer's a top 10 guy for me this week, though. I think Romo's in a perfect mode right now, too.
Well, here's another Carson Palmer question from Chris and Carney. Palmer or Matt Ryan?
I go Palmer. And Ryan should throw decently, but I don't think he's going to have to air it out like he did last week against New Orleans. Keep in mind, when he got all those passing yards, he did in 52 attempts. It's not the greatest yards per attempt there. So it's not like he's been anything better this year. He's just throwing it more frequently.
Chris says, I need two of these three, Laurent Robinson, Stevie Johnson, or Denarius Moore.
Until we find better news on Johnson's shoulder, you got to go with Denarius Moore and Laurent Robinson. If Johnson's fully healthy, I still might start Moore over him. It comes down to Stevie Johnson versus Denarius Moore in that case. You're starting Robinson regardless.
Let's stay with questions from our listeners. Jeff and Hastings, this is a touchdown-only league. I need to play two of the three quarterbacks, Brady, Dalton, Tavarius Jackson.
Okay, you don't need me to tell you to start Tom Brady. So,
yeah, it says,
Dalton versus Jackson. If A.J. Green plays, I start Dalton. If not, I start Jackson. Now, Jackson's got injured receivers of his own. Both Doug Baldwin and Sidney Rice had concussions. Both had positive test results on their post-concussion tests early in the week. Friday practice is also going to be important. Sidney Rice was limited in practice yesterday. Doug Baldwin is another guy that you're going to have to watch, check his status on, too. But then again, you got to love that matchup against that St. Louis secondary. They lost Al Harris last week. If those two guys are playing, then I definitely start Jackson.
Okay, now this week we got a bye involved here, but Matt Leinart or Tim Tebow the rest of the year?
Probably Tebow. I mean, and just don't watch the games. Just look at it after the fact. You see, you get your rushing yards and you get your touchdown. It's going to be ugly. There's going to be some nasty games in there. But even like in the blowout loss to the Lions, he was a productive fantasy quarterback. He's been basically a top 10 fantasy quarterback since taking over the starting job. Just it looks terrible, but it gets the job done because of the rushing yards.
Proposed trade: Frank Gore, Kendall Hunter, Antonio Brown, and in return get Rashard Mendenhall and Brandon Lloyd.
Yeah, I think I like I like getting that return. Because you can't start both Gore and Hunter, so I get the idea that the other guy's protecting it. But you know what? Two halves don't equal a whole sometimes. If Gore is limited, then you can't start either of the guys, really, with confidence. So, yeah, I go ahead and wash your hands of that situation. Both sides are dealing with the bye week issue with the two Steelers switching hands. I like Antonio Brown a lot. I think he's going to keep getting a ton of targets, but I think the Mendenhall-Lloyd team is the team that wins out here.
Does McGahee go tonight?
I don't think so, but we're going to have to wait until an hour and a half before the game. He's been so limited in practice, and hamstring injuries you just don't want to mess around with, too. How many times have we seen it this year where a guy tries to play through a hamstring injury, aggravates it, and is out much longer? Look at the Peyton Hillis experience for an example on that.
Is that what the Cowboys are doing with Austin? Because Laurent Robinson's playing so well, they're just waiting on him?
Well, this is the other hamstring this time. It's the other leg. So, I guess he's got a propensity for these, but they're doing the right thing, making sure he's fully healthy. Remember, he didn't do much after coming back from the last one. It's not like he's been displaced by Robinson, but the fact that they've got him makes it an easier decision, that's for sure. And, you know, how bad do the Rams look, by the way? You know, all this time they're talking about how they weren't able to get a good wide receiver for Sam Bradford. They had Robinson all along, cut him at the end of training camp this year.
We're talking with Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. Still a minute or two here if you want to quickly get us a Facebook or an email for a fantasy football question. There's hardly anything left on a waiver wire, and maybe you've got one of these. Maybe you've got a player that's on this bye week, and you don't want to sell your whole franchise because you're getting ready for the playoffs, but you got to pick somebody up. Who is there as a running back? I'm thinking as James Starks last year came out and emerged late. Is there somebody out there that we've never heard of that's going to see some playing time this week?
Maybe Bilal Powell for the Jets. LaDainian Tomlinson's out this week. Powell was pretty good at Louisville last year. He's a rookie, hasn't dressed this season, but he will be out there this week. You know, guys emerge all the time. I mean, if you've played fantasy football for a while, you remember, you know, when you get down to the fantasy playoffs, there's something, injuries create opportunities. And sometimes team sitting guys. Look at some unlikely fantasy playoff heroes. Nick Goings had a couple big games for the Carolina Panthers one year as a running back. The combination of Billy Volek and Drew Bennett for the Tennessee Titans one year was just insane. Kyle Bowler won fantasy playoff games. So the lesson here is keep digging, keep scratching. There are guys that emerge. Maybe, you know, Lance Ball, people have heard of after he got 30 carries against the Chiefs last week, but he could get a start again tonight. And, you know, the Jets, they have been a little vulnerable against the run so far. And we know, hey, he's going to get the carries. That will happen. So you get the carries, sometimes results happen. He could go 30 for 65 and, you know, everybody collectively yawns. Or he could break one. He could get a couple goal line carries. It's possible. So keep scratching, keep digging. You never know what you're going to be able to find. Injuries happen every single week.
Is it Rodgers again this week, your number one quarterback?
Until notice otherwise, yeah, you got it. I mean, he's on such a high plane right now. It's incredible to watch him play, and the Bucs are vulnerable. So, yeah, I think he'll have a pretty big game. I go Rodgers, Brady, Romo, Newton, Palmer is my top five this week.
Ooh.
Interesting. That is interesting. I mean,
Which one is not like the other, huh?
Well, yeah. And Tony and I we're in a league where it's a no draft. You pick anybody you want every week, and it's touchdown only. So obviously, Rodgers is big, but boy, you can get points if you rush the ball in like a Cam Newton could. Michael Vick's killed us in some of those. If you're trying to play catch up, do you go Brady then this week?
Just try to verge away from the crowd. Yeah, you have to do the pot odds play. It's like playing in poker. You know, you have to try to pick your battles, pick your spots there where you're different from the crowd and can gain some ground if you're behind in that format. You know, a lot of leagues have salary cap formations too, where you could do the same thing, same sort of format there too. So, yeah, I think you sometimes have to gamble like that.
All right, this just got text to me, so I'm going to ask you, and we'll wrap it up with this. I have Mendenhall and Lloyd. I have been offered Maurice Jones-Drew and Antonio Brown for those two. What do you think?
If you really need the bye week running back this week, then I would consider doing it. Otherwise, I'd hold tight.
All right, buddy. Anything else that you want to let the general public know today?
We're going to be getting all those game day inactives, and today it's a big deal, too, with the stuff going on in the Denver Jets game, so check in with us on that before kickoff. If you don't already subscribe to RotoWire, just go to rotowire.com/trial, get a free 10-day trial. You can check out everything we have on the site. We're even starting to get our baseball content ramped up, working on the baseball magazine already, so 24/7, 365 for us.
That's just for you, Rock and Rusty. That's just for Rock and Rusty. Is he a significant – I mean, would you play him tonight if you needed a starting running back for Denver? I think we lost Jeff, didn't we? I think we did. Well, we were wrapping it up anyway, so we'll wrap it up with that. That's an interesting one. I saw a lot of people picked him up and are playing him tonight, Tony.
With the running, you know what? No, if you running back's just been bad, banged up. Yeah, I thought Peyton Hillis was going to be very steady. You know, he's been non-existent. There's been a lot of people have been non-existent. I got DeMarco Murray, luckily, to get him on the down the line quite a ways in one draft. I got Frank Gore, too. And right now, Frank Gore hasn't been all that spectacular. So, it's interesting when you go back to who started the season, who looked great. LeSean McCoy has to be what you think right now is one of the people that really stood out and have really paid. I mean, if you're paying big bucks or drafting them as a first-round pick, they're one of the really mattered in this draft. McCoy has been a great running back.
We did give away our tickets to the Husker tailgate party. Kevin in Holdridge was the winner, and the answer was Nebraska's won one time at Michigan. One time, and that was Bob Devaney's first year in 1962.
I had no idea Nebraska, modern day that we played in the Big House. But going there Saturday should be interesting to see. I think it should be a great atmosphere, as it always is, the Big House, 100,000+ people. Sean Callahan saying no team's ever been forced to do that, play in front of that big of crowds back-to-back weeks. Should be interesting to see how they react. You're looking for a 10-foot projector screen to watch it on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place for you. Plus, you can eat lunch not just Saturday, but any day of the week at Cunningham's Journal. Any sports fan would be crazy about the food. I had the prime rib sandwich yesterday. Doug, you went with the turkey smoker sandwich, I believe.
I've been trying something different every time I go in there. Haven't been disappointed yet. Well, of course, we have to start with the appetizer of Journal Bites.
Journal Bites, yes. The steak bites are wonderful, but they've got a great lineup, folks. They've got pastas. They've got salads. They've got everything to fit your palate at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Get there today. They've got Nebraska pint specials throughout the day as the Huskers take on Michigan. This week on the 10-foot projector screen, check them out. Located at 23rd Street, downtown Kearney, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Check out their great drink specials day and night, and the lunch specials as well at Cunningham's Journal.
Let's get on out of here for this Thursday as the NCAA volleyball tournament is going on.
Welcome to Kearney, folks.
Best of luck to all of the teams. UNK, of course, plays tonight at 7:30, and it just gets tougher and tougher and tougher. Whoever gets out of here Saturday, whether it's UNK just going back to their apartments or dorm rooms, or whether it's one of the teams that gets on a plane and gets on out of here Saturday with that victory, they know they are three-fourths of the way home to a national title.
I'm going to say 7/8 the way home. You win this deal, you're the 1-5 favorite to bring home that trophy.
Matches today, just getting underway. Wayne State in their first round match against Minnesota Duluth. Games at 2:35 and 7:30. We want to thank Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press and Jeff Erickson of RotoWire for joining us. We expect to be joined by Jared Crick tomorrow. Also, a couple of other special guests. We'll have an in-studio winner of a Doug and Daddy Show appearance and Daddy's selections. And Daddy, I know we're over, but you had some breaking news that you wanted to let some folks know about.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's great news. The rifle team signed a lady from Washington, but
you got three pieces of paper.
Denise Martin has signed a letter of intent with Nebraska. She's out of Chihuahua, Washington, so congratulations,
Walla,
Denise.
Walla, Washington?
She's coming. I don't know. It might be by Walla Walla, but this is Chihuahua, Washington native. So congratulations, Denise Martin, signing a national letter of intent and rifle.
Yeah, we're going to have all the trimmings, turducken, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, creamy green beans, corn, you know, all kinds of pies, pumpkin, apple, cherry, peach, whatever you want, you know, we're going to have it.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.